Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words expire and pause. Inside the secret lair of the diabolical Dr. Two Brains.
Soon I, Dr. Two Brains, will know just how much cheese I have till the very last morsel. So tell me, how much are we talking about? 1 ton, 2 tons?
About that much.
Never mind, I'll count it myself. It's not that hard, guys. 1, 2, 3.
Say, boss, why does all the cheese have little numbers on it?
Oh, that's just the expiration date. 4, 5.
The expiration date?
Yeah, it just tells you when the cheese is too old to eat.
You mean after the expiration date, the cheese won't be good anymore?
That's right. Stop interrupting me. Now I gotta start over. 1, 2.
Wait. Isn't that date right there tomorrow?
Tomorrow? This cheese expires tomorrow? No! No! Tomorrow! Tomorrow again! This can't be happening!
So, what are you gonna do?
There's only one thing I can do.
Oh, your totally untested, super-powerful time-stopping ray?
My totally untested, super-powerful time-stopping ray. You just said that. I can use it to pause time so tomorrow never comes. And if tomorrow never comes, my cheese will never expire.
But if you stop time, won't we stop too?
Hello, protective sphere. Thanks to this, we'll be the only ones in the entire world who won't be frozen in time.
Will Dr. Two Brains really be able to stop time?
Stop time? Looks like the answer is yes! And not even Word Girl can stop me now.
Hello? Mr. Narrator? Hello? Hello? Ahem. Meanwhile, the brave superhero Word Girl and her sidekick Captain Huggy Face are protecting the city from a storm of giant space rocks. And Word Girl saves the day again. Now it's time for our hero to head home, eat breakfast with the family, do her chores, finish her homework, and maybe, if there's a moment to pause, start reading that new book she checked out from the library. Oh, the word pause? Oh, pause means to stop something for a while. For example, you can pause a video game if you want to take a short break and then start where you left off when you're ready to play again. Or a weekend is a pause because it's a break after going to school for 5 days. Sorry I'm late. Bob and I were out. Mom? Dad? That's really funny, but you can start moving now. Really, anytime. There's definitely something wrong here. Come on, Bob. Look at this. It's as if the whole world has been put on pause. But why aren't we? I think you're right, Huggy. Being in outer space somehow kept us from being stopped in time. Pastrami? Has Word Girl found a meaty clue? Someone has to do it. Stop right there, Butcher! Et tu, Butcher? The wrong time to commit a crime. Now, to catch the only villain who could be responsible for stopping time, it's gotta be Dr. Two Brains! I know you're responsible for pausing time, and I'm here to stop your evil plan.
Hey, why aren't you and that monkey critter paused like everybody else?
Because time never pauses for justice, Dr. Two Brains.
Look, Word Girl, I know you're a superhero and it's your job to try and defeat me and all of that, but why not take a load off first? We have nothing but time.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. I know for a fact that there are no lines at the water slide.
Captain Huggy Face and I will not pause when we are fighting... Huggy? Yes, I know I promised to take you last summer, but my 2-for-1 coupon expired. The word expire means to come to an end, or to finish, or run out. For example, since my coupon expired, the water slide won't accept it anymore.
And there's nothing sadder than when a giant bowl full of cheese expires, because then you have to pause time in order to eat it all.
Is that what this is about?
Maybe.
What you fail to understand, Dr. Two Brains, is that a superhero has a duty to uphold justice and save the world and stuff like that. Even when she's behind on her chores and has a big science project due the next day, she might like to pause and have a carefree day of fun and relaxation. But a superhero is never off duty, and I like it that way.
Well, I guess this means it's time for our big showdown. But I'm warning you, Word Girl, it won't be pretty.
Dr. Two Brains, I'll take you on, pretty or ugly. Anywhere, anyhow.
Oh, really?
This seems less like a big showdown and more like an excuse to goof off and build sandcastles.
That's where you're wrong, Word Girl. This couldn't be more serious.
Fine. Now if I can just get this... Careful, 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 careful! Go!
Next time you might want to firm up the base to give it more support.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, maybe pausing time wasn't my best idea. There's no TV, no more new issues of Dairy Villains Monthly. It's impossible to get good service. Watch. Waiter! Waiter! All in all, not my best idea. Especially since this machine has the potential to stop time forever.
Forever? Well, you could have mentioned that earlier.
Oh, didn't I? Well, I'm mentioning it now.
Come on, Huggy. We don't have any time to waste. Well, we do, but you know what I mean. We have to stop, start time.
Yeah, I know you're just leaving because I won the sandcastle thing.
I can't believe I abandoned my responsibilities just so I could take a pause for myself. Oh, thanks, Huggy. You're right. There's a world to save. That must be it. Oh, no! I can feel time beginning to freeze! I know it's time for some narration, but I can't... Fine! Is this the end of Word Girl? Will time be paused forever? Will Dr. Two Brains ever get tired of eating cheese that's about to expire? The raised hoop
Well, I guess he did. Hey, what did I miss?
I'll fill you in later.
TJ, let's have a slumber party.
Okay.
It's time to face the music, Dr. Two Brains. Your get-out-of-jail-free card has expired.
Hey, where have you two been?
Boss, since we had all that time on our hands, Charlie decided to finally write his novel. And I discovered the joy of mountain biking and learned how to bake.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. And Charlie taught himself how to play piano and became an expert at yoga.
Wow, that's really, something.
How about you two? What are some of the great things you guys did while time was paused?
Oh, you know, stuff.
Little this, little that.
Too many things to list, really.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Hey, you know what? Let's get you all to jail. And so, once again, Dr. Two Brain stopped time, but Word Girl stopped Dr.
Hey, I'll take it from here.
Oops, sorry. I guess my time as narrator has expired. Glad you're back, buddy.
For fun and excitement that will never expire, be sure to tune in for the next thrilling adventure of... Dramatic pause. Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is irritable. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
Irritable means easily annoyed. Like in that last clip, Becky is irritated, maybe because Bob's breakfast is so much bigger than hers. Just like Phil's buzzer is so much bigger than mine.
It is?
They're the exact same size.
Sure they are.
Right. Anyway, Tommy, you are today's oddly unhappy winner. Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl supercomputer!
Ooh. Don't need it. My brain is a supercomputer.
Wow, Tommy, thanks for demonstrating what an irritating response would sound like. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words permanent... and exchange. Another beautiful day downtown, where the mayor is dedicating the city's new elevated subway tracks.
Now, as the subway car makes its way through our fair city, it will be powering up this brilliantly designed cheese ray. Ha ha ha! I mean, I'm the mayor.
Howdy, Mr. Mayor. Wink.
Once fully charged, the ray will begin firing, permanently turning this entire city into Cheese-tropolis, which, as your mayor, I declare to be perfectly okay.
Dr. Two Brains.
Oh, yes. I see you've captured our city's smartest and most handsome villain. Good job. Now fly along.
We're on to you, Dr. Two Brains. We know you used this mind exchange ray to switch bodies with the mayor.
I can confirm that happened.
Dr. Two Brains, you really need to get control of that little mouse brain.
Oh, you think it's easy having a mouse brain permanently attached to the side of your head?
Tch, a lot easier than being a superhero. I have to deal with you, the energy monsters on the loose.
So go take care of that. You don't have to stop every single crime.
Oh, and I'm just gonna let you turn the city into cheese?
It's one city. Why do you care so much?
Anyway, you two could speed this up. Dr. Two Brains hasn't had lunch. And I'm dying for some cheese! Huh?
Right, sorry. Hold still, Mr. Mayor Brains.
Not a chance, Word Girl. I am out of here.
Oh, he's out of shape.
Huh? What am I? Whoa!
This one wrapped up early. Good idea, Huggy. I'll destroy this mind exchange ray so nothing like this could ever happen again.
Hey, why's everybody so tall?
What happened?
Beats me. I see a tied-up villain. They're going in the wagon.
What? Villain? No, wait! I'm not Dr. Two Brains. I'm Word...
Meanwhile, at Word Girl's super-secret spaceship hideout...
Huh? How did I get... Stay away from me, monkey! Hey, what's wrong? Why aren't you shrieking and jumping on my head? Ooh, Word Girl and I were hit by the mind exchange ray. We've exchanged minds. I have all of Word Girl's powers. No one will be able to stand in my way. But you? Good luck. Now I'll be able to permanently turn the whole city into cheese. Ow!
Help! My cat's out on the pole.
Help me, Word Girl.
Monsters attacking the channel reserve. Who will save the cheese?
A mad scientist trapped in the body of a little flying alien girl, that's who. Come on, Captain Huggy Face. Curds, and away!
Meanwhile, at the city prison...
Dr. Two Brains is probably out there right now running amok, causing permanent damage to my reputation.
This is Loretta Sanchez Johnson reporting live from the Cheddar Reserve. Luckily, Word Girl has just arrived on the scene.
We're good.
Oh, well. It was worth a shot, boss.
What's wrong with you? I really am Word Girl.
Gotcha, boss. Stick to the plan. Look, it's Word Girl's monkey face.
Whoa, that boy can move.
All right. Well, if Dr. Two Brains can break out of here, then I should have no problem. Scam it! A push-up wouldn't kill you, Two Brains.
Hey, could you... Whoa! This is... Whoa! Stop it! Hey, can we take a little break? Because I'm... Whoa! Man, how does Word Girl keep this up? Oh, how about this? Monkey Chuck! Sorry. Day saved. Hey, I think I've got the hang of this.
Word Girl, as a token of our gratitude, please help yourself to anything in our vault.
I'll be helping myself to everything in your vault, and no one can stop me.
Told ya.
You know, without the mouse brain, I'm just not feeling the whole stealing cheese thing. In fact, saving the day actually felt kind of nice. I can see why Word Girl... Uh-oh. Curds, and away!
Whoa, looking good out there, Word Girl.
All right, henchmen, listen up. I don't plan on being a permanent guest at this prison, so here's the plan.
Hey, since you're Word Girl... Can you tell us what permanent means?
Permanent means something that doesn't change, or everlasting. If we became this prison's permanent guests, it'd mean we'd be here forever. And if I don't get out and find Dr. Two Brains so we can switch back, I'll be stuck like this permanently. Now, as I was saying... we've got to get out of here and... Get that sandwich... Sweet, sweet melted cheese!
Okay.
Cheese. Sorry. Okay. Focus. See that key on the warden's belt? Get him to come over here. And when he does, reach down and grab his sandwich. No, I mean key.
Boss, I'm lost.
Oh, Okay, focus up. I just need to find a way out of here, get my hands on a mind exchange ray, and then get some cheese.
You think you can win this one, amazing rope guy? Well, you're not. K-N-O-T, not. I know, that stunk. Ooh, what a day, huh, partner?
Word girl, you've done it again.
Great, just throw it on the key pile.
Sure thing. Hey, do you have a cold? You sound like a middle-aged man.
I don't know.
Word girl, any advice for the kids at home?
Floss?
You sure you don't want this cheese you said you wanted? Because I'm about to throw it out.
Man, this superhero gig is a grind. I've barely had enough time to build a new mind exchange ray. I can't stay like this permanently. It just wouldn't be right. Plus, it's way harder than it looks. Oh, it never ends. Not so fast, Dr. Word Girl Brains!
Two Brains Girl! You're too late! This city's going to become a permanent cheesy paradise!
Yeah. This is all wrong, Word Girl. We have to exchange minds again. Please!
Is this what I'm like? Not so sure I want to change that. Very naggy, naggy.
Word Girl, why are you doing this? Have you forgotten what it means to be a hero?
All that matters is cheese!
Oh, the mouse brain! Don't listen to it!
It's not so easy!
You have to stop!
I can't be stopped! The only one who could stop me is... me! No! What have you done, me?
You did it, Word Girl! You overcame
the... Hurry up and stop the ray! Don't listen to me! Stay here! Don't listen to me! Just go!
Henchman, stop this train right now!
Jeez, when did she get so pushy?
When she was hit with the mind exchange ray.
Exchange?
Yes, to exchange means to trade one thing for another, to swap. In this case, Word Girl and I, Dr. Two Brains, exchanged minds when we were hit with the ray.
Get out of town!
I knew you'd find a way to do right, Word Girl, even while you were doing wrong.
But now we're permanently stuck like this.
Uh-huh. I've just built a new mind exchange ray, thanks to my super speed.
I know, right? It's a real time saver. Hey, I think it worked. I only have one brain again.
Hey, I did it! I won!
Great job, Dr. Two Brains.
Thanks. Now to figure a way out of here and get some cheese.
How about a little cheddar on the house?
Oh, thanks.
Hey, a bunch of tied-up villains! Jackpot!
And once again, everything is back to normal. But not before Word Girl and Dr. Two Brains got to exchange a little piece of their minds with one another.
Word Girl, we've got a problem.
So, if you want to make action and adventure a permanent part of your life, join us next time for another thrilling episode of Dr. Two Brains! I mean, Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word irritable. Ready to play the bonus round?
Obviously.
All right. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for irritable. No,
Okay, what do you think, Tommy?
I think I'm a genius. As for the answer, it's number two. In that picture, Huggy is grabbing his head, looking almost as irritated as you look now.
Correct, on all fronts. Huggy, show the genius what he's won. Every single book ever written.
I've already read all of those.
Well, that's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!